Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
What company is this?
I am a customer service agent at a call center that serves multiple companies. In order to assist you, I will have to try to locate an account for you.
I got a charge on my credit card from Best Purchase, and I have no idea what it is.
Okay, in order to tell you who billed you and why, I will have to try to locate an account for you. May I please have your zip code?
17213.
That was 17213?
Yes.
May I please have your first and last name?
Richard Garber.
Do you know someone named Roberta, I think? R-O-B-E-R-T-A?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for the information and for security purposes. Could you please verify the address on this account?
What's this about anyway? What was it charged for?
In order to tell you what you were charged for, I will need that address for security purposes.
Very good.
I would.
16477 Shade Valley Road, Blair's Mills, Pennsylvania.
Thank you for the information. I do see where our neck massager was purchased. And you stated that you're calling in about a charge.
That thing you got through that survey.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, what was that?
What was it for?
A neck massager.
Neck massager.
How much was that?
Okay, so the day of purchase, you only pay $7.45. But once you sign up to get their neck massager, in those terms and conditions, and they do have to be agreed to at the day of purchase, it does state to all of our customers to have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that, then all of our customers are charged at $49.97 for our $125 gift card. And that is each month until you call in to get it canceled. But it shows that the charges were disputed and a chargeback has been done to your account, so that automatically cancels out your account.
What was the $49.97?
Being that we did not receive a call to get the account canceled out within those 48 hours, we were charged at $49.97 for our $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store.
What gift card? I never got a gift card.
You should have received that gift card via email. I could provide you with our customer support email address, and you're able to email them about your gift card.
But I never did.
Okay, so I have that email address available for you. Would you like for me to provide that to you?
Email address for what?
For the gift card.
Yes.
The email address is support@consumerdeals.com.
Can you repeat that?
The email address is support. The at sign, try hot.
Okay, repeat that again.
The email address is support.
Yes.
@tryhotconsumerdeals.com. Tryhotconsumerdeals.com.
Deals or deal?
Deals with an S on the end.
.com. That's Trihut. T-R-I-H-U-T.
Trihut. H-O-T.
Oh, Trihut. T-R-I or T-R-Y?
Try is spelled T-R-Y.
And what I got to do, email them to get a gift card?
That is correct.
And what was that? That $49.97 was for that?
That is correct.
Okay. All right, that's all I need.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
Thank you.